This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Beef industry leaders traveled to Korea and Japan to see how U.S. beef is impacting their food industries. We'll have more right after this. May is National Beef Month, and with the warmer temperatures of the spring season, there's no better time to fire up the grill and enjoy some quality Iowa-raised beef. Just a 3-ounce serving of beef provides more than 10 essential nutrients like protein, iron, zinc, and vitamins B12 and B6, while only clocking in around 170 calories on average. Support your local Iowa beef producer by enjoying some nutrient-dense beef during this National Beef Month. This message brought to you by your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The U.S. Meat Export Federation, along with U.S. beef industry leaders, is on a global trip to see how U.S. beef is performing abroad. The trip includes stops in Korea and Japan, two countries that have become great destinations for specialty cuts, among other beef products. Corinne Rowe, treasurer of the board of directors for the Iowa Beef Council, said the trip in Korea started off with some great Korean barbecue.
We left the United States last weekend and arrived in Seoul, South Korea on Sunday afternoon. Had some delicious Korean barbecue to kick off our trip, and then just meeting with USMEF offices to kind of learn about the need for U.S. beef in Korea and how the consumers there like to eat our good corn-fed Iowa product and get that good marbling and good taste in there. Visited a Costco and a local grocery store just to see kind of what our meat looks like in the cases there, and also kind of watch some consumers shopping for it and just kind of learn about what they're actually looking for when we package the product to send over there.
The second leg of the trip went to Japan, where specialty beef cuts have some increased opportunity to thrive.
And then Wednesday, we flew over to Japan, and today again, we met with our USMEF representatives to learn about the market for U.S. beef here. Also met with some importers and food service companies to talk to them about maybe some different cuts of beef that they're not using. Such as dairy beef cross and American Wagyu and cow meat. Also talked about some of the variety meats like tongue and intestines and skirt that maybe aren't as popular in the U.S., but are very popular over here in the Asian market.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.